Welcome to Masechet Shkalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah here explains the previous Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Ma bein Shkalim l'chatas. Why is there a difference between giving the half shekel and a karban chatas, a sin offering? He's referring to what Beis Hillel said in the previous Mishnah, that if a person decides to save money towards shekels or chatas, and he says the following, Hare elu l'shikli, this money should be towards my shekel. Then the halacha is that he only has to give half shekels worth of the money in that jar, let's say, to his half shekel. And the rest he could use for anything. It's chulin. It has no kedusha, has no holiness. However, by chatas, a sin offering, if a person says, Hare elu lechatas, this should be towards my chatas, Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that even once he takes enough money to pay for his animal, for the karban chatas, anything that's left over has to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference? Answers the Gemara. Answers the Mishnah, actually. Shkalim yesh len kitzva. Shekels have a set amount. The Torah teaches us, ha'asher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit. A wealthy person can't give more. A poor person can't give less. Therefore, we say clearly the person's intention was not to give more than the actual half shekel itself. Therefore, the leftover has no kedusha, it's chulin. However, v'chatas ain lo kitzva. A sin offering, has no specific amount. A person could buy an extremely expensive animal, bring it for a karban. Therefore, we say that all the money that's inside of that jar is going to be Kaddish, it's going to have Kiddush. And even when he buys a Chattas, if there's anything left over, that still has to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Af L'Shkala Mein Len Kitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, take a look at the shekel. The shekel also has no set amount. Why? Shekesh Ali Yisrael Min HaGola, when the Jewish people came up from Galus Bavel, the Babylonian exile, Hayu Shaiklum Darkonis, they would give a Darkon. A Darkon was worth 4 Shkalim. So they end up giving more. Then what happened? Chazul Lishkoslaim, after some time, they started giving a Sela. A Sela is worth 2 shekel, 4 times the required amount. Then Chazul Lishkoslaim, Tvayim. Then they started giving half a Sela. That's what we do nowadays, which is about a half shekel, based on what the Mishnah says. Says the Mishnah, Ubikshu Lishkol Dinarim. They even wanted to give a dinar. A dinar is less than a half a shekel, but it was the half shekel of those times. And when that happened, so they were giving less than the Torah requirement, the biblical requirement of half a shekel, in that situation, they didn't let them. But you do see that it's possible that the half shekel could be worth variable amounts. So then why about the half shekel as well, don't we say? Oh, half of it goes to half shekel, but the rest should still have kedusha, it should still have holiness. Rabbi Shimon says it's not a good proof. Afa piken yad kulon shava. Even though there were times in history when people gave more than a half a shekel, they gave even 4 shekel. However, it was still standard. It was still across the board. Everyone gave a half a shekel, wealthy or not. Avochatas, but when it comes to the sin offering, there's such a variation. Zem may be b'selah, zem may be b'shtayim, zem may be b'shalom. One person's chatas could be worth a selah, sometimes 2, sometimes 3, so there's no set amount. Therefore, the halacha is that if anything is left over, one ends up giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. However, by the shekels, even though in history they changed the amount, but that was it. Everyone gave that amount. It's not like a person could determine, oh, I want to give more or less. Therefore, that which is left over is chulin. It has no kedusha, it has no holiness, and it doesn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Wishing you an amazing upcoming day and a beautiful upcoming week.